But we got odds for 2025. Who will hoist the Larry O'Brien Trophy? The Boston Celtics are a pretty significant favorite here. Plus 290, the next longest shot, the Denver Nuggets at 8-1. So we'll run through those for those of you
look at that logo.
Listening in. Celtics plus 290, Nuggets plus 800. JBT's eyes gravitate towards the Los Angeles Clippers new logo. Thunder plus 850. T-Wolves 9-1. Bucks plus 950. Mavericks 10-1. Sixers 14-1. Knicks 16-1. And then you get into the 30-1 or longer range. Golden State Warriors, Clippers, Lakers, Suns all 30-1. Heat Culture 35-1. 40-1 the Cavaliers. Grizzlies 45-1.
Stop right there.
Oh. All right. Memphis Grizzlies.
Memphis Grizzlies. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. That is the first bet that I have made for next year. I think the Grizzlies are going to be extremely, extremely good. Their season was just torn apart by injuries, as we know. Desmond Bane, John Morant. We can go down the list of the guys who were key contributors to a team, Tim, that won a top two seed in the Western Conference not too long ago. So I think this squad is going to be very refreshed and ready to go after having a lot of time off for a lot of these guys. They still have one of the best head coaches in the NBA. Taylor Jenkins, do not sleep on him. He is absolutely phenomenal with what he wants to do. They're going to be one of the best defensive teams in the NBA yet again. I really believe that this team's going to be quite the threat, and at the very least, going to be one of the teams competing for a top seed in the Western Conference. So, again, if we're talking about, and we talked a little bit about this, I think, the other day, where, like, do I want to bet the Nuggets at 8-1 at this point, or, you know, the Celtics at plus 290 when we're a full year away from that thing cashing? No. What you want to do is look for the longer shots that have some upward mobility that are probably going to really shrink by the time you get in. And maybe I'm sitting on 45-1 when you get to a spot where, you know, they're going to be like 20-15-1, something like that. So that's something that was the first bet that I made, Memphis Grizzlies to win the NBA Finals. And there is a longer shot that I think is worth mentioning.
Not on this list.
No, if you want to continue. I haven't made this one. I've talked to several people about this bet, though. I totally understand it.
Eastern Conference or Western Conference?
Western Conference.
You want to guess?
You want to ask 21 questions?
Not really, because that's terrible.
I don't appreciate the shots. Kelly Bidlin checking in and saying, have you bet the Clippers yet? It's been like 20 hours since the finals ended. Relax. They're all in-season bets, okay?
Are you going with the Victor Wembanyamas?
No.
That's your guy.
No.
Who do you got? Who? It's not a bet yet, so you bet the Grizzlies.
Same state as Victor Wembanyama, though.
Houston Rockets?
Houston Rockets.
200-1.
So this is not a team. This is not a bet I've made yet, but I've talked to people about this, and it does make sense. Look, the Rockets are a team that every move they're making is we want to accelerate the process. Rocket forward, if you will. And part of it is what they talked about for the third overall pick. We're going to get into the draft a little bit later, potentially, right? So, you know, the third overall pick, they've potentially wanted to get out of that spot. One of the teams that they called to get out of that and to offer some picks to get a good player was the Brooklyn Nets, to try to go and get Mikal Bridges to add him to that team. This is a squad that very much, and a team that very much wants to accelerate their timeline. And if they want to do that, they're going to be in the conversation for some of the stars that are going to be potentially available in this offseason for trade. And at the very least, it is a team that you know is going to try to add to its roster to accelerate this process. So I think that would mean that there is some upward mobility. So again, it's not one that I have made, but it's one that I understand because you could be looking at a Rockets team that looks a little different in the next month, especially when it comes to free agency, whatever the additions are going to make, and then you get into a regular season where, you know, they find themselves inside of a top six, and we're talking like, right, six rather than three. But still, you know, a team that finds itself as a playoff squad is not a 200-1 shot. And so do you just want to take the 200-1 on a team that more realistically is going to end up being like, you know, 70-60-1 to win an NBA title? That's the question to ask. So that's why I haven't really bet it yet, but I understand the thought process of the people who have brought that up to me and have bet it themselves.
The Dallas Mavericks sit at 10-1 at DraftKings right now. They are the sixth shortest shot to win the NBA Finals. Following last night's loss to the Boston Celtics, head coach Jason Kidd looked ahead to the future and how this team shapes up heading into next year.
A lot of positive things. We're a young team, and so this isn't a team. When you look at, you know, do we have to replace some of the older players? It's, you know, we have a core, a young core at that, and so this is an exciting time to be a Mavs fan and to also be a coach for the Mavs.
Yeah, I agree with you, JVT, right now, unless you think the Milwaukee Bucks or the Denver Nuggets, whatever it may be, the odds are drastically going to change before the season starts. But when you look at a team like Dallas, 10-1, it's pretty short. Just got bounced in the NBA Finals pretty easily. But what are your expectations less than 24 hours after defeat of them next year?
I think they're going to be good. I think they're going to be a playoff team. I don't think they're 10-1 to win the NBA Finals. I think when you look at realistically what the Western Conference is potentially going to be next year, with the assumed, as we're, because they're a young team, but the assumed growth of the Oklahoma City Thunder, yep, the Nuggets remaining in the spot that they are at the top of the Western Conference and being extremely good, the Timberwolves not really changing much potentially and being exactly where they are, and then you have the other squads, right?
Grizzlies?
I mean, the Grizzlies are going to be better. The Suns are going to be a pain. As much as we want to laugh at my endeavors when it comes to the Clippers' futures, they're still going to be a competent and good team that's competing for a top six spot.
Will they have Paul George? Lakers.
That's the question, is what they're going to do. I would think that they're going to put the full court press and just try to get him regardless, so we'll see if that's going to be the case. But they're still going to be a competent team, even if he does leave, playing or competing for one of those, you know, 4, 5, 6 spots. So it's just the West is going to get really tough. And so you bet on 10-1. Essentially, you're asking, is this Mavericks team going to come in and wire to wire be the best team in the Western Conference and find themselves going from 10-1 to like 8, 7, 6-1 to win the title? And I just don't think that's the case.